CJNU is pleased to bring you a Winnipeg Slice, a highlight of daily life in our community. With today's slice, here is Christina Hariniuk.
1882 fruit-based hot sauce creator Patrick Michael Lishan has only been to a few farmers market, but people can't seem to get enough of it. So Patrick, how did your hot sauce get started and how did your first farmers market go?
I wanted them to have a kick to it, but I always like a hot sauce that isn't just like a veggie or just like a pure heat sauce. I want to have something else there and then the heat kind of sneaks in. I started off with the mango. I knew it's like a nice juicy sweet fruit. Kind of just kept going with that. A lot of people said that they hadn't heard of a lot of fruit-based hot sauces. The newest one is my jalapeno pineapple, and I've been really, really hooked on that. My most popular seller to date is the habanero mango, followed very, very closely by the blueberry ghost pepper. And especially once I started sampling the sauces at the farmers markets and people could actually taste this ghost pepper that they're so afraid of just from the name and realize that it's not as scary. My first farmers market, I had a tablecloth that my mom gave me and a piece of paper with just pencil scratch prices and just cardboard boxes strewn about. A lady at MPI felt really, really sorry for me. So she went to work and printed up just a quick Microsoft Word, 1882 fruit-based hot sauce and my price list and ran it back out. Like she felt really, really bad. And it just got better with every subsequent farmers market.
To get a taste of 1882 fruit-based hot sauce, visit their Facebook page at 1882 fruit-based hot sauce.
A Winnipeg Slice is heard every weekday morning and afternoon on CJNU, your community voice in Winnipeg.